This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the closing ceremony of the second WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine in New Delhi today. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will address the gathering and launch several landmark Ayush initiatives. A report.
During the program, Mr. Modi will release the WHO technical report on training in yoga and the book From Roots to Global Reach, 11 Years of Transformation in Ayush. He will release a commemorative postal stamp on Ashwagandha, symbolizing the global resonance of India's traditional medicinal heritage. He will felicitate the recipients of the Prime Minister's Awards for Outstanding Contribution to the Promotion and Development of Yoga for the years 2021 to 2025. The Prime Minister will also visit the Traditional Medicine Discovery Space, an exhibition showcasing the diversity, depth and contemporary relevance of traditional medicine knowledge systems from India and across the world. Jointly organized by the World Health Organization and Ministry of Ayush, the three-day summit is being held under the theme Restoring Balance, the Science and Practice of Health and Well-being. Priya Mandal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate a two-day national conference of chairpersons of State Public Service Commissions or PSC in Hyderabad this morning. State's PSC chairpersons and senior officials from across the country will attend the two-day conference. Telangana Governor Jishnu Dev Varma and Chief Minister Revanth Reddy and UPSC Chairman Ajay Kumar will also be present on the occasion. Parliament has passed the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen or Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill 2025. The bill seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. Under the legislation, a statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will be provided in every financial year to every rural household whose adult members volunteer to undertake unskilled manual work. Parliament has also passed the Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India or Shanti Bill 2025. The legislation aims for the development of nuclear energy and ionizing radiation for nuclear power generation for the welfare of the countrymen. Prime Minister Narendra Modi welcomed the legislation. In a social media post, he described it as a transformational step for India's technology landscape. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan attended the annual Christmas celebrations organized by the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India in New Delhi yesterday evening. Addressing the gathering, the Vice President said that the festival of Christmas reminds everyone of the timeless values of peace, compassion and service to humanity.
I am very much pleased to join all of you on these joyous Christmas celebrations and to extend my warmest greetings. Merry Christmas and a very happy New Year 2026. Christmas reminds us of the timeless values of peace,
compassion, humility and service to the humanity.
Indian Railways will run 138 special trains across 9 zones to manage the surge of passengers during Christmas and New Year. These trains have been planned with 650 trips proposed and approved. The Ministry of Railways said, so far 244 trips have been notified. The draft electoral roll for all assembly constituencies in Gujarat under the SIR exercise will be published today. District election officers will hand over copies of the draft roll to representatives of recognized political parties to ensure transparency in the revision process. With the publication of the list today, the window for filing claims and objections has officially opened and will remain active until January 18, 2026. On to sports now. In the Under-19 Cricket Asia Cup, India will take on Sri Lanka in the semi-final at the ICC Academy Ground in Dubai. The match will begin at 10:30 a.m. In another cricket fixture today, India will take on South Africa in the fifth and final T20 International at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. The match is scheduled to start at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.